And tell me how the division of labor occurred with the four officers.
After we went inside, myself and Special Agent Edwards remained with the... Well, initially there were three individuals in the middle level, I guess. And we found out there was one more individual, the State Exhibit 116, who was apparently upstairs. And we requested that he be brought downstairs. I believe it was at Exhibit 118, went up and got him, brought him downstairs, so that all four individuals were on the main level with us initially.
After all four had assembled in the main living room, what then happened?
Then Special Agent La Madrid and Special Agent Olson, she had to go to the upstairs level to search the area while myself and Special Agent Edwards spoke to the individuals.
Tell me about your conversations with these four individuals. What occurred?
We asked, of course, who they were. I believe at Exhibit 119 wrote down the names of the four individuals. Just like I said, we explained why we're there, what we're looking for. We found out that there was another individual residing in the unit who was not there. We asked who he was and got his name from State Exhibit 119 and asked if they knew where he was.
And were they able to determine where he was?
They told us that he was at his cousin's somewhere, I think, in the Holiday area. We asked if he could find out where he was. One of the individuals subsequently, number 118, left the unit to go get a phone number for where he was, and he brought back that phone number with him.
Why did you need this information? Why did you
want to trying to ascertain all the individuals who lived in that unit and where they were so that we could talk to them.
About what?
If they knew anything about where the victim, what might have happened to her.